Blog Talk Radio.
Is God a racist according to the Bible?
I like it.
Deuteronomy 7:6, he said, for thou art a holy people. The Lord thy God has chosen thee, you Israelites, to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Yasha Allah.
I came into this truth bearing my soul like Paul to Damascus. Now I'm on the block wearing my robe to call on the masses to repent and turn back to the ways of the Most High. Better rallies in the midst of us watching with close eyes, cause they know the power in this word. For those dry bone agents, they infiltrate us, but this a no-fly zone. Fearing no man, no evil come up against us winning, unless you in the midst of sinning. Keep the commandments. You want wisdom? Speak understanding. We Hebrew Israelites, we keep laws while banging on Esau. Educated, no tuition required, debate your top scholars. What's a chihuahua to a rockwaller? Yahweh, Bahashem, Yahweh Shah, Barakathah, Mishpachah. Pray you heathens and cowards die a thousand deaths to the two-thirds cast in the lake of fire. All because you hate the Messiah. Liars, your second death is eternal. The book of life, you ain't written in, cause you was never sick of sin. Wild since a child going round on your sit and spin. You was purposed for wickedness as a captive. That's why you still a Baptist, Protestant, a Methodist, Jehovah wickedness, Pentecostal, that's your testament. Seventh day Adventist, non-denomination, no matter the title, still an idol, all abomination. Come on.
Hebrews on the rise, and ain't nobody stopping the words of these prophets. Sit back and just watch us. Eden we despise, and all you other heathens, we need you to notice. You gon' reap what you sowing.
Side note to GMS. Why y'all hating on me, placing false accusations on me, making videos assuming I be with the Illuminati, bearing false witness, only proving you ain't godly. Now back to my real bruise, who's showing love like the real should and real do. We stand united as a nation, we fighting the vaccination of false teachers to poison the minds of the lost sheep, and it's a tragedy. Our leaders like the Pharisees and Sadducees, who happily practicing blasphemy like in the Maccabees. Sold us out for masses' approval, lacking no scruples. Man, I can't wait till it's off of the head with you Judases. If only you could just measure the anger that's inside of me. For America's crimes and its current state of sodomy, pushed on the people, God's chosen, hooked on this evil doing. I'm blaming self and them crackers that wanna see us ruined. Just know the fire of Obadiah closing the chapter, exposing his bastards and his death from explosive disaster of nuclear thermal war. The whole world is seen. What? Alas, the fall of Babylon, World War III.
I'm back. Shalom, Yasha Allah. Good morning. Yahweh Bahashim Yahweh Shabrakatam. Yahweh Shamar Aladan Bahashim Yahweh Shah for my sisters. Salute my brothers and sisters out there, man. 12 tribes worldwide, man. Good morning, Barakat Tawab. Hope everybody's healthy. Hope everybody's safe. Hope everybody's feeling good, man. I had a good weekend. Welcome back to the show, man. I left you for a little bit, but I am back, man. A lot of things have been going on. I had to go out and visit my brothers out of ABQ, man. Had a good time when I was out there. It was good to see the brothers, brothers I've seen and brothers I ain't seen in a minute, man. Back in the sheepfold, man. Barakatai Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, man. I'm waiting, y'all, a little bit for Mashab. He's going to tune in and join me on this broadcast. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by ISBHPK, also known as Sword of Truth. And I want to start by giving shouts out to our brother schools in Houston and Albuquerque, New Mexico, also the brothers on the East Coast, man, in VA, Rochester, New York. And I want to send a shout-out to the brother down in Guatemala called Cobb. But welcome to the show, y'all. And I am your host, your brother, Taza Pa. as always, bringing you information, man, and truth. And thank, like I said, man, thanks for tuning in. Thank everybody for y'all support, man, for listening to the Blog Talk, getting this spiritual food, man. And please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to please tune in. Talk Apart Tuesdays, Talk Apart Tuesdays, Talk Apart Tuesdays every Tuesday. All right, y'all. I want to open up as we wait for the brother. Because there's a lot that's going on, man. Check this out. I was going to try to wait for Mashabi to get on because I wanted him to hear this one, man. This is funny. Maybe he'll click in while I'm going over it. So, y'all, this one here. This is from CNN, y'all. And this is funny. I'm just reading y'all the headline. It reads, weightlifter Laura Hubbard becomes first out transgender woman to compete at the Olympics, failed to register a lift. So what we have here is a transformer, part of the letter people. So it was a dude that turned into a woman and didn't even register on a lift. The Most High is funny, man. He got jokes for days. I love it. But check this out. It says, New Zealand weightlifter Laura Hubbard became the first out transgender woman to compete in the 125-year history of the Olympics on Monday as she failed to register a lift in the women's super heavyweight plus 87-kilogram category. Harbin's three failed attempts, three, y'all, in the snatch, one at 125 kilograms and another at 125 kilograms, saw her exit the competition at Tokyo's International Forum. After her final attempt, she waved to the crowd and bowed before making her way off the stage. Now, it says she failed to lift 120 kilograms, y'all. So, listen, that's about 264 pounds. Ain't that something? You're an actual man. You a man, and you can't even beat women. I guess that's why your little faggot ass chose to be a woman. Oh, my goodness, man. This is funny, man. So he couldn't even qualify as a woman. This is a man that couldn't even qualify as a woman in a weightlifting contest. Man, the Most High got jokes. Let me get this. Let's get Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 13, man. This is hilarious. So Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 13, and it reads, it says, consider the works of God, for who can make that straight which he had made crooked, man? You know, and I pulled this scripture because Esau keeps trying to legitimize these insane people. These people who clearly have mental issues. You clearly have a mental issue. If you're trying to be something other than what the Most High created you to be, and I'm talking about your anatomy, if you got a rod, you a dude. If you got a split, you a woman. It's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Ain't no rocket science involved in this. And I don't care how much you go through whatever links you want to go through to try to change terminology and create new terminology. It is what the Most High created to be. You can't legitimize this stuff, y'all. It's insanity. Putting this dude in a woman's competition that he still can't win. Oh, my goodness, man. So I want to start things off with that, man. I thought that was pretty funny, man. The next one I want to get to, man, is not so funny. But this one here, and y'all probably done heard about it. And so the last article I got from CNN, I'm gonna be bouncing around. So I got a couple of different sources this morning, y'all. So the first one I got with the she/he was from CNN. I'm moving on to political, and the headline reads: "It says down the drain, millions face eviction after Biden lets protections expire." The federal eviction moratorium in place in September is set to expire Saturday after the Biden administration refuses to extend it and Democrats in Congress couldn't muster the votes to intervene. As the clock runs out on the nationwide eviction ban for what's expected to be the final time, millions of tenants are staring at the prospect of losing their homes as they wait for the emergency rental aid that the government has failed to deliver. The federal eviction moratorium in place since September is set to expire Saturday after the Biden administration refused to extend it and Democrats in Congress couldn't muster the votes to intervene. Now, lawmakers and activists fear an unprecedented surge in evictions in the coming months, just as the highly transmittable Delta variant causes a spike in coronavirus cases. The eviction wave is expected to hit population centers across the country. Housing advocates point to the renters in Ohio, Texas, and parts of the Southeast, where tenant protections are generally low. Housing costs are high. Economic problems from the pandemic linger particularly at risk, even though it has its own ban in place through August. New York is also a concern because it has been especially slow at distributing rental assistance funds to the hundreds of thousands of tenants in the state who are behind on their rent. We've been circling the drain, said KC Tenant Director Tara Rahoven, a housing organizer in Kansas City, Missouri, on Saturday. Poor and working class tenants go down the drain in some places. So, man, this is what's going on, man. They had a moratorium put in effect, like she said, last September, I guess it was, to where they was telling landlords that they couldn't evict their tenants. And it was money allocated to go out to these people, but the money, for whatever reason, has been held up at the local level, state level, and hasn't been issued out to these people. So come Saturday, man, they about to get kicked out. They about to get kicked out of where they living at and be on the street. So it's going to be an influx of homeless people, man. What I wanted us to take from that is this. Let's get because you might ask yourself, well, why is the government doing this? It's supposed to be land of the free, home of the brave. The same damn reason you encounter homeless people on the street every time you walk out of your household, regardless of what damn city or state that you in, man. It's homeless people everywhere in abundance. This place does not care. They keep telling us that, but we ain't listening, man. But even the scriptures told us this. Check this out, man. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And what a verse I'm looking for. Here it is. Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, and it reads, "The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fly." And this is one of the clues that lets us know that it's talking about the so-called white man. All right? And then when it says, it says far from the end of the earth. It's letting us know, talking about a certain breed of white man or a certain category of white man, when it says from the end of the earth. And remember, y'all, when Columbus made his journey, the common thought on traveling around the globe or traveling to the Indies, as they called it, which he was trying to get to. He was actually trying to get to Asia. The common thought was that when you sail so far to the end of the earth, that you would fall off the side of the earth and die. That was the common thought. So when it says to the ends of the earth, it's actually talking about the Americas, because this was supposedly the ends of the earth, all right? And then it says as swift as the eagle flies. Now, I said earlier a certain category of the so-called white man, the Edomite Empire. This lets you know it is, in fact, talking about him, because whether they were the Greek, the French, the Spanish, the Romans, the English, all of them had the emblem of the eagle to signify their power. That was their mascot, so to speak. That was the emblem all of them had. You can go back and you can watch movies. You can go back and watch, what was that movie with Russell Crowe, The Gladiator? The Romans. And they had the eagle for their symbol. You can go back and watch the movie Alexander with Colin Farrell. In that movie, it was the eagle for their symbol. They've always had the eagle. Every category of the Edomite Empire have always had the eagle as their mascot or their symbol, including America. So this is what it's talking about. I'm going to read it again. We're in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Now, when it says the tongue we shall not understand, we didn't understand the language of English. English is a backwards language, man. That's why it's so hard for immigrants to learn the language, because nothing sounds like it is. Nothing. I remember Cat Williams making that joke years ago, talking about knife, knife. And it's confusing. And he was really telling the truth, cut knife. But we pronounce, or the English word pronounces it as knife. But that's confusing as hell, because there's a K. But this is what it's talking about, the tongue we should not understand. And even going back, touching on this eagle, man, remember what they said when they supposedly landed on the moon? They said the eagle has landed. They've always been synonymous with the eagle. So it is, in fact, talking about them. You know, people say we be, us as Israelites, we just pulling things from out of nowhere and coming up with this doctrine that's just crazy. But everything we pull, everything we believe in, we can substantiate through the Bible and through history books, man. But the part I wanted to get to is this, verse 50. Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. It says, a nation of fierce continent, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, man. And who else could it be talking about? I just read you the moratorium that's supposed to end on Saturday, that's going to evict all these damn people. And who is it going to affect largely? In part, us. Everything, and we know that. Everything that happens in this country, it hits us first. Why? Because we're living from check to check. Because we're the last hired, the first fired. We're what they call the minorities, because we ain't got no money like they got. And you know, the scriptures tell you that money is the defense. So money is used to defend you away from your creditors, your landlord especially. But right now, we're about to go through that, man, our people. But I want our people to understand this also. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 17. Because this is where we'd be tripping at, y'all. We'd be trying to go to this dude like he going to save us. So this is Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm going to start at verse 5. And it reads, it says, thus said the Lord. And not Tazapah. Let's get that straight. Thus said the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and make flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. So how do you know that you're trusting in your abilities or the abilities of this country? You waiting on another damn stimulus check or that damn kids tax credit that they issuing? I think it's till September or whatever. How do you know that you trusting in that, believing? And you didn't stop believing because you didn't stop studying. You didn't stop praying. You didn't stop fasting. You didn't stop giving the Most High some of your time. You didn't stop teaching your kids. This is an indicator to let you know that you're trusting in something other than the Most High. And this is a dangerous, very dangerous disposition to have, y'all. And I'm not just, like, I don't want y'all to think that just because Tazapah can teach the Bible and I be on blog talk, that I don't go through some of the same emotions and the same, and not fighting the same spirits that y'all fight, man. None of us are above this captivity. And none of us are above our flesh, man. So I don't want y'all to think that I'm trying to put myself on the high horse or that I'm not going through the same thing that you're going through. By no means, no shape or form. You know, what's funny about that is you can even go back and read through the scriptures. All the prophets had some type of something they was battling. Something in their spirit that they was wrestling with. And it was all at the hands of the Most High because we got to go through it, man. We have to go through it. But back to the point, verse 5, Jeremiah 17:5, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and make it flesh his arm and whose heart depart from the Lord. This is how you know that your heart is, or you trusting in something other than the Most High, because like I said, you didn't stop doing the things that you were doing in the name of the Most High. And you didn't forget. Matter of fact, hold this. Let's get Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. So Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, for the Most High is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name. And you know what? That's why the scripture says don't be weary in well-doing, because we'll get into this funk where we think that none of the things that we're doing are appreciated because the people around us that we're doing it for don't show their appreciation. But remember what the scripture tells you. It tells you in the Apocrypha, it says do good to the godly man. It says that you will receive a recompense, if not from him, then from the Most High. And then it poses this question. Who are you doing it for? Are you doing it just to get an attaboy, a pat on the back, recognition from men? Or are you doing it for the Most High, man? Because you can look at all the things that Yahweh Shai did. He ain't getting no pat on the back. He ain't getting no attaboy. He ain't getting none of that. He ain't getting no appreciation. And if we following Yahweh Shai, what the hell things makes you think you're going to get appreciation for the things that you're doing, man? You're not. Hell, if it was so, then this would be easy. Because you know what's not easy? Doing the right thing. Doing the things that the Bible says you're supposed to, that ain't easy. That's why the scripture says, blessed is the man that endured temptation. That's why I say that. It's an accomplishment to endure the temptation. What's the temptation? I'm going to be tempted to say F you niggas. I'm going to be tempted to quit. I'm going to be tempted to just crawl up and hide somewhere in my little corner and do me. That's the temptation. But you ain't going to get no reward when you ain't hiding in your corner and you still extending and giving yourself, participating, and you're growing. You're looking out for other people besides yourself. You're not going to get no damn pat on the back for that, y'all. So don't be thinking that. Don't be so ignorant to believe that. But this is why the scripture says this. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name. So you got to remember why you're doing it in the first place. You're doing it because you're doing it for the Most High. And we always get people say that too. I know I hear this all the time. I'm doing it for the Most High. I ain't doing this for you. Fool. Idiot. I'm going to read the rest of the scriptures and going to explain. You are doing it for the Most High when you're doing it for me.
Yes, sir.
Are you on? I guess we are on.
Hello, hello?
Yeah, we on.
That's what's up. Sean Calvin going to be joining us also.
All good, brother. No, so let me catch you up. Esau, and I don't know if you knew this, they're ending their moratorium on evictions on Saturday. I don't know if you heard about that. So they're talking about all these people that's about to be displaced and homeless. And what I'm going over, and I'm going over Jeremiah 17:5, which says, thus said the Lord, curses the man that trusts in man and make flesh his arm.
Yes, sir.
Departed from the Lord. But before I went there, I went to Deuteronomy 28:49-50. Where it says that the Most High was going to send a nation afar, it says that will not have regard for the young and so on and so forth. And I'm paraphrasing because you know the scripture, but just putting it out there to our people that we shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised that this nation is doing what it's doing. But also, we shouldn't be putting trust in this nation because the Most High already told us that he don't care about the old or the young. And then just going into how when it says cursed is the man that it says, thus said the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in man and make flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. Just going back to how do you know that you're trusting in man or trusting in your ability as a man? Because your heart didn't departed from the Most High, because like the scripture says, don't be weary in well doing. I know that I'm trusting in man or trusting in me as a man because I didn't stop doing the stuff that I was doing because I have got wearied in well doing. I didn't got tired of giving. I didn't got tired of studying. I didn't got tired of teaching. I didn't got tired of restraining myself and fighting my flesh. So now they got weary, not understanding Hebrews 6:10, which we in right now. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name. And I was bringing out how a lot of us say, okay, I'm doing it for the Most High. I ain't doing it for you, nigga. But what we don't understand is this. It says, and that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. So guess what? If you're doing it for me, you are doing it for the Most High.
Right.
Why the hell do you think Christ told Peter or asked Peter a whole bunch of times, do you love me more than these? He said, feed my sheep. To the point where Peter was annoyed. Why do you think Christ was asking them that?
because Christ was trying to get Peter to understand that if you love me, then you're going to love my people. You're going to do for my people. You're going to be there for my people. So just trying to convey to us that don't get weary, man. Don't give up now. We too close to the end to give up. Like Christ said, he that doeth to the end, the same shall be saved.
True, true. And Zephaniah 2 and 1, gather yourselves together. Yeah, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree brings forth, before the day passes the shaft, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, that he says that we come together not for the better, but that we come together for the worse.
For the worse, huh?
That trying to live the American dream. You got several scriptures in my head. You probably haven't written down, but Ecclesiastes 7 and 9, it says a gift destroys. It says surely oppression makes a wise man mad, but a gift destroys the heart. So the gift everybody was getting from the unemployment, you was making more money off of unemployment than you were actually working the job. Then by the time the stimulus checks came through, when COVID first hit, everybody was like, man, what we got to do? We need to come together. We need to get some land. We got to look out for each other. That first stimulus check hit, it was over. It was a done deal. Everybody went to running back to, and couldn't wait to get back to life being normal, life being going back to the American way. Now, you said on Saturday, Carbon Chargers just showed up. On Saturday, Esau is lifting the ban on evictions, so now people can start getting evicted. So again, and I've always been saying, there was 10 plagues to hit Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Because Israel, one reason was Israel refused to gather together. And as long as the Israelites were still trying to be Egyptians, then, I mean, come on, we read it all the time. Revelation 18 and 4. Come out of them, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and receive not of her plague. But everybody's like, what plagues? What curses? Man, I'm making more money now for unemployment. And then I know some people for the EBT, for food stamps, I know some people was getting $5,000 food stamps, $2,000 food stamps. So why do we need to gather together? I can still stay in my sealed house.
Life's
I'm
good.
Comfortable. I'm good.
And you know, like, that's going along right along with what you're saying, I love how you're bringing it out. That's why the scripture says, is Israel a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled?
Jeremiah 2:14, kind.
Kind, because at this point, we really are spoiled, man, and we don't understand what we really have. Like the scripture says that, it says, in thee is the kingdom. We the kingdom.
Kind.
So we should be working together, building each other, like you brought the scripture you brought out, not just for the good, but for the worse. This is the time to truly come together.
Hey, this is Psalms chapter 60, verse 11. I'm going to ask one of the young men to read it for me. Psalms chapter 60 and verse 11.
Psalms 60 and verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man.
Hey, can you read that again? I really can't hear him.
Yep. Psalms 60 and verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man.
Ooh.
Going right along with that, Jeremiah 17 and 5. Curse you, man who trusts in man, making flesh his own. Vain is the help of man. That we keep looking for, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to do it myself. I got my own plan. It got nothing to do with the promises of the Most High. I'm going to ask Carbon to read Isaiah chapter 30, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 7. And let's be reminded that even back in ancient Egypt, when Pharaoh's magician or scientist or what have you was able to come back and find some type of relief for the plagues. So it seemed like the government was still had things under control. That if Moses turned the water to blood, then Pharaoh's magicians could turn the water to blood. And see, we really got this under control. We had the answers. Just like with this COVID, we got the vaccines. That we can control what's really going on. That we really got this. So everybody kept looking to the Egyptians for help. That they're gonna have the answer. They're gonna fix the problem. The government's gonna come through. It's gonna go back to life as normal.
Oh, I was saying, apparently now they came out and said the vaccines, if you took it, you're carrier of COVID. So anyone who's not vaccinated, you can't be near people who've been vaccinated.
And there's a Delta variant. So
you got new strand of COVID out right now.
I don't know if you ever hear about that, Tosa Pa.
Yeah, I'm hearing him out. I'm going to touch on it, too. But it's so much confusion around it, man, that we can't listen to it. We gotta like the scripture says, is it fool all day, hold fast that which is good?
Right.
We gotta hold on fast to what we know is good, and that's the Most High, man. That's his way of doing things. That's his way of delivering us out of, he's delivered us out of many captivities. And he's going to deliver us out of this one also. We got to hold on to that.
No doubt, no doubt. And let me read this scripture also. I'm going to have Kaban read Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 7.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 7. For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore, I have cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still.
So here we're seeing the prophecies of the Most High that the Egyptians are going to help in vain. That we keep looking to them for salvation or for the answer or for us to get back to life as we know it, as slaves, as servants, as American citizens. But this place is coming down. This place is coming down. So now, again, there were so many people that were so comfortable, so many people that were just, I mean, just, how do I say, running high off the hog. I got my stimulus checks. I got more EBT than I can ever imagine. I got the vaccines right now. I'm good. Gather together for what? Hell, America's the greatest country on the planet. Now I got the vaccine, and now I know you brought this out last week and or the week before, that even people with the vaccines now are catching.
Cool. They call them breakthrough cases.
Breakthrough cases.
And they've had many deaths. They're trying to fudge the numbers on them so the public don't find out.
So,
yeah, matter of fact, Lavia told me that her coworkers, her friend, her sister, what?
Her friend,
she just got the vaccine, and it went from what? She was in critical condition, life support to death.
And doesn't Lavia still work at the hospital?
No, she works for.
Out,
yeah, the Most High pulled her out, bro. She missed it by 5 months.
I know Lavia, you still on your knees praying, thanking the Most High.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but she worked at a call center now, but she's working from home.
Ooh, praise the Lord.
Come, brother.
Praise God. I'm sorry. What am I talking about? This is Hebrew class. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, cool, brother. So where are we going next, Doc? This is exciting news and good news. Again, Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Thank you. Somebody read it real quick. And I'm not taking your class, though, but Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. These are some great times we're living in. Deadly, dangerous, perilous. But these are some great times because we're seeing the Most High's word come true. I feel elated in hearing this news. Not after death. I'm not saying I'm masochistic. But damn, people about to get turned out of their houses. So you know what? Damn, that goes with Isaiah chapter 13. If you don't, you know what?
Which
pull it, please, please pull it out.
All right, give me Revelation 18 and 4, and let me just one in Isaiah.
Revelation chapter 18 and verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague.
Hey, can you get that one real quick while I find the scripture?
I'm actually going there too.
My bad. Okay.
No, it's all good. Go ahead and get that. And let me get this, Doctor. This goes right into what we're talking about.
Okay.
But, whoever was in Revelation 18, stay there. Stay right where you are. And let's get hold on for a second. Here we go. I'm going to turn the speaker up, too, because this is a video I'm going to play. Actually, two of them. I'm going to play this one first. Come on, man. I want to go a trip.
Why is this happening to them? I mean, this is a situation created by the high numbers of people still unvaccinated in this country. Is that a fair statement?
This is a situation that is created by more and more transmission of the Delta virus among people who are unvaccinated. This is not about who needs to take responsibility. That is not really why we put this guidance out. We put this guidance out because the science demonstrates that if you are vaccinated, you could potentially give disease to someone else, and that was what was the motivation for this.
Data were clear. Now that we have a Delta variant, that has changed the entire...
Now, did you hear what she said, Doc?
Yeah, this is about people who are vaccinated now giving people who are not vaccinated the virus.
Yeah, but then she came back and said that if you're vaccinated, you still can transmit the disease.
Right, Con.
Now listen to this clown. This is Fauci, who I don't know if you knew or not, but he recently was in a hearing, and I may have covered this too. Some hearing, I guess, in Washington. He was lying about how COVID originated in the Wuhan test lab facility. So they still lying about that. But they had so much evidence that it just made him look foolish. And you could see he was lying because he had some type of financial stake in creating the virus in the first place. But this is him lying again. I'll let you hear it.
Landscape. Because when you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a vaccinated person who gets a breakthrough infection with Delta, it's exactly the same as the level of virus in an unvaccinated person who's infected. That's the problem.
Did you hear what he said?
Time.
So why even get the vaccine in the first damn place? You gonna get sick the same way as everybody else. It makes no sense, man. And recently people have been going back and forth on whether to get it or whether not to get it. My thing is this, because I had this clown at work ask me why I didn't get the vaccine. And I'm like, what? So because you have the vaccine, you scared of me? But I thought that's why you got the vaccine, so you wouldn't be scared of me.
Right.
So why
right.
are you tripping off me? Because I won't want to get it when you are already protected. But what they're creating is they're creating this division pressure on unvaccinated people and make it mandatory because it's definitely going to happen. It's coming. And I got a video I'm going to play after this one. I'm going to finish playing this one.
So those data were very compelling, and that triggered the change in the CDC guidelines.
Now, that's from WorldStar, believe it or not. This one is from WorldStar, too. Trip off of this one. Now, this is what I was talking about. They're going to start making this mandatory.
Why not push for vaccinating state private companies? Well, do you want to see those entities pass the vaccine mandate?
Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction, and that's why I pointed out. I had asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally, and they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
So you hear what he said?
I missed it.
He said basically at the local level, they've established with their legal people that they can make vaccines mandatory at the local level.
On the local level.
Right, but they're still going through, I guess, looking through legal documents to see if they can make it mandatory on a federal level. So that would be nationwide.
Right, yeah, so I'm saying vaccine mandate, and then New York's already getting ready to start doing it.
Exactly. And a couple of businesses have already did it. And I know it's just a matter of time, and it may be some airlines have already done it. And let me play the rest of this.
The pandemic went. We have to continue to fight.
So if you're listening to the science, if scientists come to you at some point down the line and say, it is our opinion that there should be shutdowns, there should be school closures, you would do that?
Well, we listen to, like I said, we listen to the CDC and the experts and their guidance. The CDC is a body that is very well respected.
So she's talking about they listen to scientists, and what's ironic about this is the White House press secretary, right? And I don't know if you've seen her, but it's a sister.
Wow.
It's a sister, but she's saying that they're going to listen to science. And remember, it was science that got us in this mess in the first place by them genetically enhancing the original virus, which only had like a 30% kill rate. But once they pumped it up, now it's got a 90% kill rate. And I brought this out about a year ago. But she's saying that they're going to listen to science. Now, I know you holding that Revelations 18. Stay there, but before we go there, let's get Psalm chapter 91. And the reason I want to get this in shop is because you got a lot of people, man, and some Israelites, a lot of Israelites, they really don't know what to do. They really don't know what to trust in. But it all comes down to this. We got the Psalms 91. Hello,
yeah,
hello.
What's that?
Wow. Hey, Sean's got a picture of one of our fellow workers that said, I don't get his name out, but
the DOD is bringing back the mandate.
The Department of Defense is bringing back the mandate now for the military.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, it's coming up. It's coming. It's like I discussed months ago, man. It's not just going to be the military. It's not going to be just because I read an article about a gym. They're doing it. But it's going to be, if you want to get groceries, you're going to have to get vaccinated. If you want to go to a movie, you have to get vaccinated. It's going to be all across the board. It's coming. So we don't need to be sitting up scratching our head and wondering. It's definitely coming. And that's why I wanted to read this in Psalms.
I got you. I'm in Psalms
91 and verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
The secret place of the Most High, y'all, is being in this truth and having a personal relationship with the Most High. Because like I was going over earlier, y'all, if you're doing this just so you can be praised by men, you tripping. You're supposed to have your own relationship with the Most High. Because it's your faith. Piggyback off of each other's faith. It's like it tells you in Ecclesiastes, it says there's a narrow way. It says it's far on one side and water on the other, and only one man can go at a time. Just letting you know, man, you got to be saved by your own work, by your own faith, not by somebody else's. So this secret place is the Most High, is the relationship you have with him, which you should be building for this moment right here. Read on.
Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust.
No, I'm going to trust in the American government.
In him will I trust.
Read.
Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
It says, he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. A fowler is a bird hunter, right? But it says he going to deliver us from the traps of a bird hunter. Now, hold this. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 18 and start at verse 2. We're going to work our way down to 4.
Gotcha. You got it? I got you.
Verse 2.
Revelation chapter 18 and verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
See how the Most High used allegory to speak? Just like in Psalms chapter 91, it talks about the Most High delivering us from the fowler, which is a bird hunter. But here in Revelation chapter 18, it's letting us know that Babylon, which is America, has become the cage of every foul bird. So it's talking about the same place. It's one and the same, man. And it says, deliver us from the devil. The word devil means deceiver. And that's what they're doing right now. They're deceiving people to get the virus, not to get the virus. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. But this place is truly become that fowler that is talking about in Psalm chapter 91, that bird hunter. They're hunting for us. They're head hunting, man. They got a bounty out on us. They don't care about people. Read on in Revelation.
Verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
And all nations have took part in America's fornication. This is why you got every place on the globe want to be Americanized, want to come to America, want to do the things that they're doing in America. And then America on this false pretense of they bringing justice and democracy to every nation under the globe, which is some BS, because they only go in to suck people dry of their natural resources and destroy infrastructures and governments and countries, just like they're doing in Haiti. I just read an interview with the first lady whose husband was just killed in Haiti. And she was talking about how the assailants came in and all of them spoke Spanish in Haiti. American hit squads from the CIA, man. She didn't say that, but we know that who the hell that's who it was. We know that's who it was. They doing the same thing in Cuba right now. Had a Russian official come out and give the American blueprint for how they overthrow government. Read on, huh?
And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
And every country then got rich from what? America's outsourcing jobs, outsourcing materials. When the last time you seen anything that was made in America?
Wow. True. And then we add to that also that all the oil on the planet Earth is sold through American greenbacks, the American U.S. dollars. So Saudi Arabia would have the oil, but Saudi Arabia's riches come from that all their oil has to be sold using American money. If it's Venezuela, if it's whoever's got any oil and is selling any type of oil, it has to be sold using American dollars, the American greenbacks. So if we just look at it, if we're gonna put a description out, what country has more influence over the world than America? I can't remember last time I seen Japanese yen, except when I was in the military in Okinawa. I haven't gone to the store and bought that one damn thing with Japanese yen. But we go to Japan, and guess what's being – you can buy stuff with the American dollar. We go to Philippines, they're using the American dollar. We can go to Africa. They're using the American dollar. We can go all over. We can say, Kyle?
Well, apparently the European euro is supposed to be more – it's supposed to be more valuable, the American dollar, but we still don't use that. No one does. Okay.
For real. So
good point.
If we're going to put a description of this, what country has the biggest influence over the whole entire planet, especially when it comes to the finances? It's America. There's only one place you could be pointing at, that all nations have laid down and gotten rich from what this one place is doing. If this ain't talking about America, I would love for somebody to point out who it could be then.
And you know what, too? They get rich because this is the only country on the face of the planet where anything goes. Anything goes. This is why they'll send – they drugs over here from whatever country. They'll send their guns over here from whatever country. Because everything goes. They smuggle kids over here, sex trafficking. This is the capital of sex trafficking.
Right.
Anything goes in this place, man. So other nations, yeah, they come here and make men. Because this place has no damn morals.
They don't suffer any repercussions because anything bad that happened in America.
I've never heard of a little Italy in Japan. I've never heard of a Koreatown in Mexico. I never heard of a Chinatown in East India. But we can find all these locations where? Here, right here in America. So, where else could this be pointing to if it's not talking about America?
Any other land except America.
True. All right, but I just want to add to that point a little bit. I'm not trying to take it over.
No, Mashaba. Have them keep reading till you get to your verse, man. I'm going to step away for a second. Nature calls.
Okay, where we at? What verse we at?
We're in verse 2.
Revelations. Oh, I remember
verse 3, right?
Yeah, we finished verse 3 and verse 4.
Then verse 4.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin.
It says this particular place, that we need to come out of it so we don't be partakers of the sins that's promoted in this place. Now, I'm going to ask Kyle to get, we're going to jump a little bit. Give me 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. There's a place on the planet Earth that goes directly against or that promotes sin. Now, they call it, you know, Las Vegas, Sin City, Atlantic City, Sin City. New York City, Sin City, the Empire City, or whatever. But what place on the planet Earth really promotes sin? But first off, we got to find out what is sin. What is sin? So we can get an idea of what place is being described by John the Revelator from 30 A.D. Let's find out. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Because Char just read says, come out of my people that you be not partakers of her sins. We got to figure out what sin is. All right, so now we're going to go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4.
1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law.
Because sin is the transgression of the law. So what place promotes transgressing the laws of God the most? If it's not, what place it has protection for? But let's get Leviticus 20:13. So if sin is the breaking of God's law, there's a place on the planet Earth that promotes sin, that promotes going against God's law the most. Let's read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, and get one of God's law. And then get Deuteronomy 22:5. And then Deuteronomy 23:1.
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman.
If a man lays down with another man, the way a man will lay down with a woman. Now we know from the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, it said, be fruitful and multiply. So that's sex, okay? That's a man and woman procreating, having sex in order to multiply. Having sex with the intention of creating a child. So if a man lays down with a woman, that's to have sex. And so if a man lays down with another man to have sex, go ahead.
It is wickedness.
Stop.
And if a man takes, if a man also lies with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination.
The Bible says, the law of God says, both of them have committed an abomination. Now we know the word abomination is a filthy, wicked act, something that disgusts God, something that makes God want to vomit. It makes God sick to witness this action of two men laying down together having sex, or two women laying down together and having sex.
They shall surely be put to death.
It says both of them have committed an abomination, and that what's the judgment from God?
Death.
That they should surely be put to death. What does America promote, though?
LGBT.
America promotes the LGBTQ. America promotes same-sex marriages, yes, sir.
You missed it. I read the opening article out was about this trainee, this dude who transformed into a woman, and he's the first trainee to be in the Olympics. Well, anyway, he was in a weightlifting contest in which he failed to qualify.
Wow.
He's a dude that changed it to a woman. This is a woman weightlifting contest that he couldn't even qualify, so he got beat by the women.
Wow. Damn. So, hold up. So give me Deuteronomy 23:1.
Just to show that
trannies
can compete with.
No, you ain't listen to me. He's a man.
I understand that. But
operating as a woman.
I get that.
In a woman's competition.
They probably did that on purpose just to show.
They probably did. But I don't think they did. I think that was the Most High sense of humor.
See, just because he was a man doesn't mean he has an advantage.
God,
he really has a woman on the inside, so we can't discriminate against that no more. Matt, ooh, this is, I hate this place. Was that 23:1?
He that is wounded in the stone.
Now, again, would you just bring it out? That, I didn't hear that part of the other show, I admit. Now, the Most High just said same-sex marriages is an abomination, something that's filthy to him. Two men laying down together having sex. It's something that makes God sick to his stomach. But there's a place on the planet Earth that promotes sin,
that promotes going against God's law. Now, with that, we're reading Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 1. He that is wounded in the stone.
He that is wounded in the stones. It's talking about the testicles. All right, read.
Or hath his privy member cut off.
Or has his private member cut off on purpose. A sex change operation. Read.
Shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord.
God don't want him around. But what does America say? Let them go to the same bathroom as your daughters. Let them go to the same bathroom as your little, as your son. They have
let them go to the same spa.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let them go to the same spa. That they have civil rights as much as you blacks have now have civil rights. As much as now you Mexicans have civil rights. They have a civil right now. So there's a place on the planet Earth that is promoting sin. That is going against God's laws. Deuteronomy 22 and verse 5.
Deuteronomy 22 and verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man.
The woman shall not wear that which pertains unto a man. Read.
Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment.
Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. Read.
For all that do so are abominations.
For all that do so are an abomination in the eyes of God. Read, is that it?
Unto the Lord thy God.
Unto the Lord our God.
I want to be clear. So is that about wearing pants or skirts, or is that about looking like a woman or a girl looking
both.
Like
both.
What if for God if you also wear a skirt?
And women ain't supposed to wear no pants. Period. So workplace is promoting all these different type of things. There's only one place on the planet Earth that's promoting sin. That you have the from they call it religious rights, they call it just freedoms, they call it just freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of what have you. There's only one place that the law of that country protects sin. That's America. So going back to Revelation chapter 18 and verse 4. Going back now to Revelation chapter 18 verse 4, what does it say? Okay, no problem. We'll go back to Revelation chapter 18 verse 4.
Revelation 18 verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins.
That we be not partakers of her sins. That we partake in the mindset of the American freedoms, the American liberties, that now we are free to go against God. We are free to matter of fact, hold on, give me Deuteronomy 7 and verse 1. Let's get into these mixed marriages, because that's another thing that's been promoted heavy in like TV commercials and TV shows and media, all these mixed marriages now. And when I say mixed marriages, I'm not talking about mixed marriages between the 12 tribes of Israel. If you're an Israelite, you're free to marry anybody within your nation, so-called Negroes, West Indians, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, Dominicans, Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Argentinians, Chileans, Brazilians, Colombians, Panamanians, so-called Mexicans. Anybody of your nation, you're free to marry. Obviously, if they're the opposite sex, you're free to marry them. But you see this thing now being really pushed about interracial marriages and the freedoms of interracial marriage. But how does God feel about this? Let's get Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee unto the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt take no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriage with them. Thy daughter shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter
shalt thou take unto thy son.
Read that part again, I'm sorry.
Verse 3, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son.
So, again, we're here in another time. The Israelites are not supposed to have interracial marriages, extramarital marriages with people outside of the nation. But what does America promote? Is love. That wherever you find love at, that should be a good thing. So if you find love if you find love within the human race, then that should be, you should be happy with that. And why would God be against that?
Also, even though no other culture promotes that, Asia, Indians, all the cultures there also promote you should be who your nation is.
Exactly. So what place promotes this the most? America. They'll have Muslim women come up to America to marry whoever. Go against your people. Go against your culture. Go against how your people, your ancestors have been raised. And now it's time to be open-minded. It's time that America offers you freedom. America offers you the freedom of choice or what have you. So now if you find somebody you want to marry and happens to be outside of your culture, your race, your nation, your people, America promotes this now. That's a sin against God. So again, just there's too many examples of there's a place on the planet Earth that promotes going against God the most. I wonder, I haven't done the research yet, but I wonder, is there an eHarmony in East India? I wonder if there's a plenty of fish in Japan. Yeah, is there a Japanese meat in Korea? Tell me, are you still there or we lose you?
I'm still here.
All right, come on. Just making sure. But there's a place that promotes these type of lifestyles and abominations and wickedness above any place else on the planet Earth. And if somebody could show me that that's not America, I'd love to see it. I would love to see it. So in reading on with Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, going back there again. Wait, I'm sorry. Can't let it go. I need the Apocrypha. We're going to go to the Apocrypha, to Tobit chapter 4 and verse 12, before I let this one go. Tobit chapter 4 and verse 12.
Tobit chapter 4 and verse 12. Beware of all whoredom.
Beware of all whoredom. My son, listen to what it's saying, everybody. Beware of all whoredom. My son, read.
And chiefly take a wife of the seed of thy fathers.
And chiefly take a wife of the seed of thy fathers. Read.
And take not a strange woman to wife.
And take not a strange woman to wife. Read.
Which is not of thy father's tribe.
Which is not of your father's people. Is that it?
For we are the children of the prophets.
Because we are the children of the prophets. The people of the Bible. Read.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred.
They all married wives of their own kindred. So again, what place is promoting the most, even when it comes to marriages? Marry outside of the seed of your fathers. Marry outside of your own people. Wherever you can find love, find love. What place promotes this type of lifestyle the most? If it's not America, I would love for somebody to point us in the direction of who it is then. That meets all this criteria. That meets all these things that the Bible's talking about, including the name, Babylon the Great. You know ancient Babylon? And when I'm talking about the Tower of Babel, Babylon, where you had all nations gathered together and they all were given in different languages at one place. Please show me on the planet Earth where you've got all nations gathered together in one place. Show me another place on the planet Earth that its nickname is the Great Melting Pot, besides America. If this can be shown, we would love to see it. We would love to see it. So getting back now to Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. All this is pointing to one place. Go ahead, from the top.
Revelation 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues.
And that we receive not of the plagues that the Lord is going to be striking this particular place with. We got to come out of these mindsets. We got to come out of what we think is security, what we think is freedom, what we think is okay. We had to come out of this place so we don't receive the plague. Now, in dealing with these plagues, if I can get a brother to please give me Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse 11. Matter of fact, we're going to start at verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse 10. Somebody holding Revelation 18 and verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse 10. I mean, this is when we come and when you study and put all these scriptures together, I mean, it's obvious. One, we're in the last days. That's obvious. That there's no way we got another 10 years, another 20 years here in America. You can let that go. I mean, please let that go. That is the American dream. And it's time to wake up. Hell, that's the American nightmare. It's time to wake up. God has been ready to deliver his people. God has been ready for it. And if you look, I'm not going to go here, but I'm going to mention it. Go back and read Ezekiel 37, everybody. And it tells you how, and we're going to do it now, but you read that whole chapter, it talks about the great awakening that's going to take place with Israelites. That after our captivity, after slavery, that there's going to be a great awakening. That Israelites are going to start getting together as one. And I dare you to go on YouTube right now and type in Hebrew Israelites and see how many Israelites are waking up around the world. Not just here in America. It's popping up like wildfire. But around the world, how many people are now coming back to their nationality? Coming back to the identity that we are really, truly the children of Israel, that we really are the Israelites. This, we're living in, how to say that, unprecedented historic times right now. You've never seen this many people professing and proving and using the Bible to show that we're the Israelites. I ain't talking about Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalian, Seventh-day Adventists. I'm talking about people going in and showing we are the Hebrew Israelites, pulling out Deuteronomy chapter 28, pulling out Leviticus 26, pulling out color scriptures, pulling out and showing and proving we are the Israelites. It's phenomenal what's taking place. It's a miracle of God because we know our enemies have worked hard to make sure we don't find out we're the Israelites. But to see this movement awakening at the speed it is, there is no way in hell we got 10 years left. There's no way. It's impossible. So you're trying to make these dreams, these long-term goals and short-term goals about how you're going to be living here in America? You better wake the hell up. But the scripture that we're coming from, and I was waiting for the brothers to get this other scripture, was Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, which said that we received not of the plagues. Now we're going to get Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse 10 and 11.
Jeremiah 46 and verse 10. For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts.
This is the day of the Lord God of hosts. And remember, the word host means armies. So this is the day of the Lord God of armies.
A day of vengeance.
A day of what?
Of vengeance.
These are the days of vengeance. Read.
That he may avenge him of his adversaries.
That he may avenge him of his adversaries. The ones who have been fighting against his people. The ones that have been keeping his people oppressed, keeping his people deceived, keeping his people in the prison, in death, in slavery. Read.
And the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiate, and it shall be satiate, and made drunk with their blood.
It's going to be satiated and made drunk with blood. Read.
For the Lord God of hosts hath a sacrifice in the north country.
God has a sacrifice where?
In the north country.
Where are we at right now? We're in North America right now. You think that's coincidence? You really think that's coincidence? Everything that that's been pointing out as far as Babylon the Great, Babylon, the sins of Babylon reaching up to heaven, the mindset of the people of this place in Babylon, and that we happen to be living in North America also, you can say it's coincidence if you want to, if you want to. Read.
By the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead.
It says go up into Gilead. Gilead was actually in the country of Gad, and that's where there were a lot of herbs. You went there to just like Gad, just like they call them the shamans or the medicine men, and why Gad's known for knowing what herbs to put together for different ailments or what have you. Well, they was doing that even in the land of Israel. That's what Gilead was known for, that you went there and you had a tincture, a balm, something put together to help you out for your health or what have you. But now this is referring to the day of God's vengeance and these plagues that are going to be striking this place that the Bible calls Babylon the Great, this place that the Bible calls spiritual Egypt. So he says, go up to Gilead. Go up to a place where you're supposed to get medicine. Read.
And take balm.
And take balm. Get vaccinated. Get your medicines. Take balm. Go ahead.
O virgin, the daughter of Egypt.
And look at what the Lord did right there. He just changed it up. O virgin, daughter of Egypt. In ancient Egypt, who was in slavery then? Israelites. In modern Egypt, who's in slavery today? Matter of fact, real quick, Revelation 11:11.
Yep. Revelation 11, chapter 11. And after 3 days, and a half spirit of life from the Most High entered into them.
Verse 10.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days, and a half spirit of life from the Most High entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them, which saw them.
Yeah.
And they heard a great voice from the heavens saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended to the heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In the same hour was there a great earthquake.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for spiritual Egypt. Verse 8.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt.
It says this place that the Israelites are going to be called, they're going to be in, is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. What was ancient Sodom? A bunch of homosexuals, faggots, lesbians, LGBTQ lifestyle. We see the same type of spirits here in America. And then it also gives you a hint that this place is also called spiritual Egypt. What spirits were in captivity in ancient Egypt? The Israelites. What spirits in captivity today? The Israelites. And this place is called spiritual Egypt. So going back now to Jeremiah 46, verse 11, it says what?
Go up to Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt.
O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. This is referring to America. Read on.
In vain shalt thou use many medicines.
In vain shalt thou use many medicines. Get your immunization. Before it was COVID, it was about getting your chickenpox immunization. You couldn't go to school unless you had your immunization shots. Now it's this COVID shot or what have you. They still can't cure the common cold, but somebody didn't cure this virus called COVID, which now has a Delta strand. That means it's the what, fourth strand, A, B, C, D? It's the fourth strand?
Each time they have something that's a cure, I'm wiggling my hand like sarcasm, quotations, there's always another strand that pops right back up every time they think they get it.
So what's the scripture say?
In vain shalt thou use.
Yeah, where you at?
sorry, Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse 11, middle of 11. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured.
In vain shalt thou use many medicines, and thou shalt not be cured. Right now, come on, you got vaccinated, but now you're the carrier of the virus to people who aren't vaccinated?
Virus just a different strain, or what's it called? Because you have the virus in you, it can mutate into just a different strain, and now it's like the vaccination you got is what's affecting you now. No matter.
So Revelation 18:4 says, "Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and receive not of her plagues." We better wake up, Israel. We better wake up. You're making all these plans about what your future is going to be based on your unemployment checks still keep coming. Another stimulus check is going to come. The your EBT food stamps is never going to run out.
Some people are happy at the mandate coming back because they think that coming back, that means the unemployment stimulus is coming back too.
All the places in Egypt was to destroy the power of Egypt and to force the Israelites to come again. That's the other one I want to get real quick. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13. That one thing that you have brought out to us was about how this Saturday they're going to lift the ban on landlords giving evictions to people who can't pay their rent because of the COVID virus or what have you. Now, this is what Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13, the Lord already prophesied about this. People are going to be turned out of their houses. But let's read this.
Therefore, I will shake the heavens.
Where are we at?
Oh, Isaiah 13, verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place.
It says the Lord is going to shake the heavens. Now, we know in one prophecy, it's talking about when it's the final destruction. Armageddon is finally here. But in shaking the heavens, what is a heaven? A heaven is a place you made paradise. A heaven is a place you made comfortable. So you made your house. You was on unemployment for almost, a year now, 2 years now? Unemployment. You're making more of unemployment than you may actually working a job. And you done got the big screen TVs. You done got the couch sets. You're getting free money, so you got new refrigerators, freezers, got some rims on the car. Went and got a new car. You are living very well. Ain't got to worry about food because you got the food stamps. Life is good. You've been living in heaven. But what does scripture say?
Verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens.
But listen, I'm going to shake the heavens. Well, you done made yourself very comfortable. You've been working from home. You've been working from home. If you're working, you're doing this, doing that. You went and got vaccinated. Life is good and returning back to normal. We're going back to the movie theaters again. The clubs opening back up. The schools, everybody going back to school now. Is that going to be no more of the homeschooling homeschooling of public school teaching? Is everything's going back to normal, life as usual? The Lord said, I'm shaking the heaven, and the earth is going to move out of the place. Go ahead.
Verse 13, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Most High of hosts.
In the wrath of the Lord of hosts. In the wrath of God. Read.
In the day of his fierce anger.
In the day of his fierce anger. Go ahead.
And it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up.
A chased roe has no defense. A chased roe, that's a deer that's running, trying to get away, being pursued. Read on.
Verse 14, and it shall be as the chased roe,
right,
and as a sheep that no man taketh up.
As a sheep at least has a shepherd that can protect, that can help, that can defend against the wolves, defend against the foxes, defend against the bears that might try and get the sheep. It's just saying there's not going to be any defense for what you're counting on, the stimulus check. You're counting on there to be work. You're counting on getting your credit score up. You're counting on the vaccine saving you. The Lord is saying there's not going to be any defense. That's why we read that You're going to seek medicines in vain. They're not going to help you. That you got, you think you have a safety plan. You think you have a security plan that's going to help you. You're going to be like a sheep. There's no defense. You're going to be like a chased deer trying to run and get away. Read.
They shall every man turn to his own people.
And this is the part I want to get to. The Lord said, he already prophesied, everybody's going to turn to their own people. So as we get kicked out of our houses, this is a great thing. This is a great thing. Because it's going to make everybody have to do what? You got to turn to your own people. Because guess what? Niggas, the Koreans ain't letting you in their house. The Italians ain't letting you in their house unless they come to clean it. Unless you Issachar come to do some landscaping. But as you move in and be taken care of, and I don't know how it is in San Antonio right now, time's a problem, but out here in Albuquerque, gas prices are steadily creeping up higher and higher.
Same here, bro. So I noticed that when I was out there on my trip.
So now you can't. It's going back to, y'all remember, before all this happened and before all this took place. Y'all remember when gas prices was damn near $4 a gallon? In Texas.
Yep.
In San Antonio. Houston and San Antonio, that area right there, those on general have the cheapest gas in all of America. Because in California, when gas was $4 in South Texas, it was already $6 in Los Angeles. Yeah, I forgot about them times, huh? That's what's going back to. And now we're going to be facing evictions. The Most High said, can we read that part again? Verse 14.
Verse 14. And it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people.
They shall every man turn to his own people. So Israelites, y'all can act like you don't want to gather if we want to. We ain't trying to act like I got my own plan. I got my own things going on. I'm taking care of me and my family and whatever y'all got going on. That's you, whatever. But I got my own plan for my own security.
Our camp going to do this.
Yeah. Say it again.
Our camp is going to do this. We ain't going to do what y'all doing. Y'all camp doing something else.
Okay.
I'll say even here, what's it called? We had to ask ourselves at one point because all of us seemed like we all had our own plan. I ain't just going to say camp. Like, every light seems like they got their own plan. I know what I'm going to do. And then when the question came, okay, what is your plan then? What are you going to do? We ought to realize we ain't got no plan. Every plan we had, we couldn't do, basically.
John, the Lord's way is going to take place no matter what. So he's going to cause every man to turn to his own people. Read.
Middle of verse 14. Shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land.
And everybody's going to flee to their own land. We're going to flee together. Now, we as Israelites here in America, we ain't got no land, so guess where we're going to? FEMA camps. Calvin asked, what is that? That's going to be for if you're not vaccinated, if you're not obeying or complying with the restrictions of the land, it's basically
the laws of the land.
I didn't hear you, bro.
The laws of the land.
Yeah, don't obey the law of the land. We're going to concentration camps. The Lord's will is going to be done. We're not getting around from that. I don't like these other Israelites over here because whatever. So I'm just going to take care of me and mine because I got a plan. I don't know what y'all going to do, but I got a plan. All right, keep thinking that. And your plan has nothing to do with the Most High's plan. I got to get this real quick, all right? In James. And I'm going to hand it back over to you. I didn't want to do this.
Hey, bro, you might as well roll out. Like. You still over here?
I'm still here.
Yeah, bro, you might as well roll. It's 11:42. You might as well roll with it.
God, I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
It's all good, bro. It's the spirit bringing it out. I can't stand against the spirit.
Let's go to James chapter 4. Let's go to the book of James chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 13. And I, this time went fast as hell here.
Con. I said I always do.
I guess I'm reading. All right.
No. James 4:13. I got you.
Yeah, kind.
James chapter 5. I'm sorry, chapter 4 and verse 13.
Right.
Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain.
So you got a plan, right? So you got a plan. You're making these preparations. Such a city, you're going to be there for a certain amount of time, and while you're there in this amount of time, you're going to buy, sell, and get gain. It's going to come up. Things going to happen. This going to happen. That's going to happen. Man, the Most High going to make this happen. We're going to be good. We got a plan. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but we got a plan. Can we read this one more? I mean, we really got this thing in our mind that we can outthink the Most High.
James.
I'm sorry, I don't lost my readers. Can we hold James and get Isaiah 45, verse 11 real quick?
Gotcha. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11.
Yep.
Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
James 4:13. So it says, God says, ask me of things to come concerning my son, and what I got planned for my son, again, being the children of Israel. Because what God's plan for his children is how things are going to happen. We just read a prophecy, Isaiah, several prophecies. Come out of my people, that you receive none of her plagues. Now, you be not partakers of her sins and receive none of her plagues. We just read Isaiah chapter 13. The Most High is going to turn everybody back to his own people. There's no getting around that. You can try and get around it all you want to because you got a plan. God said, you better ask me about what my plans are. You better ask me about what I got planned for Israel. And said, we're going to tell God what we're going to do. We're going to tell God how it's going to be. We got our own plan. Again, now going back to James, I got Carbon back. He's going to read for me. Going back now to James chapter 4, verse 13.
James chapter 4, verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain.
He said, so your plan is, yeah, we're going to move to this city. We're going to be there about a year, and we're going to come up. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. We got a plan. We got a business plan. We're going to go, and we're going to make a whole lot of money. I could get a little, I could get sarcastic right now, but I'm not. That's going to take away from the point that the Lord's trying to bring out. But you got a lot of people that are, at this time, moving to different cities, opening up different businesses, thinking that is going to be the lick. That's going to be our safety, our security, our comfort.
They think I'm just in the wrong city. You know, if I just go where these other people are making money, I'll make money too.
I got to change. If we change cities, we're going to be straight. We change cities, we're going to be good, and we're going to get gang. Because the way the job market is right now, the way things are going, we're going to go over here, and we're going to make a lot of money. And we're going to be there about a year,
And then from there, we'll go to this city. We'll go to that city. We're going to hop cities. The Lord is speaking directly to you. You that say this type of things? Shit. Read verse 14.
Verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow.
You make all these plans. Think it's going to be like this, that, or whatever. Negro, please. You don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. And you're basing everything on your security in the American system. You're basing your security and your plans on the financial stability of America. You tripping. Read.
Middle 14. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
You don't know what the Most High's plans are. Ain't gone to the Bible. Ain't check out none of the prophecies. You just got a business plan about what you're going to do and how you're going to be straight and you're going to be secure and you're going to be stable. Okay. Reading on.
Verse 15. For that ye ought to say, if the Most High will, we shall live and do this or that.
If it be the Most High's will. And good thing the Most High said study. So you can find out what the will of the Most High really truly is. Reading on.
Verse 16. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil.
It says, but now we rejoice in our boastings. Life is good. I got my stimulus checks. I've got some people are getting grant money. Some people are living very well. I ain't working over a year. I ain't working over a year, and I just got money. I've got brand new cars, tires, rims, again, plasma TVs, or whatever the new latest TV is, laser, liquid, whatever the hell it is. I'm living very well. I got the latest iPhone. I'm on top of things. And life is going to continue just like this for the rest of my days, that life is going to be good. I don't have to gather together. I don't have to study. I ain't got to try and do the things that please the Most High. I can live comfortable. I'm good. Maybe y'all need the Bible. Maybe y'all need help. But right now, I'm good. The Most High got me. I'm covered. I'm good. It says all your boasting is evil. It's based on you think America and the lifestyle right now is going to save you. It's going to have you secure. It's going to be your protection. The Most High said he's going to make all people are going to turn every man to his own people. He already prophesied Zephaniah 2 and 1. Gather yourselves to get that now. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 1. As Kaban is getting Zephaniah 2 and 1, I'm going to finish James. James chapter 4 verse 17 says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You keep setting up your plans that have nothing to do with the Most High, and you keep going with your boastings that I'm going to move to this city and make money, and move to this city and make money, I'm going to do this and do that. We're going to be straight. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm going to be straight. Mother says that boasting is evil. Now, if you know to do good, like gather together with the rest of Israel, but you don't, can that know to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. The Most High will count that as a sin towards you.
Mashaba.
Yes, sir.
Let me get one.
Please do.
Let's get Luke chapter 12 and verse 45.
Let's do it. Do it. I got you on that one.
Hey, Mashaba, I'll read it. You on the road, bro.
What verse you in?
Luke chapter 12 and verse 45.
Luke?
It says, but and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming.
These problems ain't going to touch us. These problems ain't going to touch us. We straight. We good. Look at my bank account right now. My bank account, I know Isaiah says that, give me Isaiah 54 verse 2, I believe it is. Look at my bank account. I'm straight. I'm good. The day of the Lord, man, we got time. We probably got about a good 10, 20, 30 years still left here. I need to go ahead and make plans to go ahead and buy a house with a 30, 40, 50-year mortgage. I need to go ahead and make plans because life right now is good. Isaiah 54, I think it's verse 2 or verse 3. So the Lord is delaying his coming. We got a long time before we got to worry about any of these type of prophecies. Right now, let's go ahead and make this money. Right now, let's go ahead and keep this going. We on a roll right now. So you think in your mind that the Lord is delaying his coming. Can we read that one more time? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Can we read that verse one more time?
Luke chapter 12, verse 45. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayed his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken.
Now I'm out here living the life right now. Life is good, and I'm using other Israelites. I'm playing on their I'm playing them. And I know better. And now I'm eating and drinking with the drunken. I know it's Friday night. I know it's the Sabbath. But you know what? We're going to have a party anyway. And at this party, there's going to be some weed. There's going to be some drugs. Mm. And I'm going to have some sex with some people. And I know it's the Sabbath. But you know what? I got time. The Most High ain't coming right now. And if the Most High didn't want me to have this, why did he give it to me? That right now I need to make these plans for what how me and my family are now going to be taken care of, because look at how the Most High is now blessing things. This Lord, this is some scary times, huh?
Okay.
Read on.
The Lord of that service will come in a day when he looketh not for him.
You're thinking that I'm going to go in such city, I'm going to make a lot of money here. I'm going to go to this other city. I'm going to make a lot of money over here. Man, life is going to be good. I'm setting up these plans. I'm setting this up, setting that up. I'm going to be straight. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm going to be straight. Christ is saying that the Lord is going to come to that servant when he's not looking for him. One thing that we've been going over here in Albuquerque is strange calamities. Most of the time you put your money in a bag with holes in it. And now all these plans you setting up and making and thinking that it's going to be like this, that, whatever, but you really ain't checked with the Most High? It's just what you think is right or good or proper? Shit.
You shouldn't fear someone who's looking out for your soul. It's all the plans everyone, our elders, have had for us. We should be following that, but instead everyone has their own desire. I got my own plan. I got my own way I want to go. Instead, if everyone came together and focused on one single plan, the plan we started with when we first came out here, we were being good. But until once we all start thinking, I got my own plan, I got my own way I want to go, suddenly now we got all these strange calamities happening. Everything was smooth and easy, and our enemies were at peace with us. Now everything is just starting to hit.
Time. And that's from here. Now, for all these people that are about to get evicted starting Saturday, for all these people that again, you got these plans, You got more commas in your bank account now than you've ever had. But the housing market right now, they're not even renting houses no more right now.
Oh, no.
And you done fought hard to get your credit up and do this, that, whatever, and it's still being blown upon. But you got plans, right? That have nothing to do with you getting this, and this is my problem. I'm not going to gather with other Israelites. If they want to gather with me and what I'm doing, cool. But as far as me gathering with them, they got nothing to do with what I got going on. If they want to join me and what I've got going on, cool. But I'm not going to join with them, even though the Lord says he's going to make all people turn back to their own people. The nation of Israel is going to gather back together with the nation of Israel, whether we like it or not.
Or not. what did he say? He said, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people.
Right. He said, and I'm going to rule them with a rod of iron. It's going to be his way. But let's finish verse 46.
And at an hour when he is not aware, and cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers.
And will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. You never believe in the first place. All your boasting that the Most High is with you, and this other Most High, and this Yahweh Shai, and all that, it's just going to reveal you really didn't believe in the first place. You was about your plan and setting up your security and setting up your defense, but you weren't about what the Most High's plan was about. Gather yourselves together.
Yeah, gather together,
O nation not desired. Psalms 50, verse 5 says, gather my saints together unto me, those who made a sacrifice with me by sacrifice, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Genesis 49:1, gather yourselves together in the last, gather yourselves together, O house of Jacob, hearken unto Israel your father, and gather yourselves together, I might tell you what's going to happen in the last day. All throughout the Bible, the Most High is about Israel gathering together, but everybody's got their own plan. And everybody is got this thing that, well, the Most High is with me, and so if y'all get with me, then we can do something. But until y'all submit and y'all humble yourselves down and get with me, we're not getting together. Shit. People ain't reading. There was a scripture I had y'all get in the last 10 seconds. Last 10 seconds. Isaiah 54.
Two and three.
The one that says without money.
52 verse and three.
52 and verse three.
Isaiah
54
and verse three.
No, it's 52.
Thou shalt break forth on the right hand.
No, it's 52.
But I'm sorry,
53.
Yeah.
Isaiah 52 and verse three. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught.
You're a bunch of sellouts. We are a bunch of sellouts. You sold yourself for naught. All the work and planning that you've done, thinking that the economy is going to stay the way it is, that there's finally going to be a recovery, and now you can go ahead and make the plans to get the houses, the cars, the land, or what have you, all on your own. You sold yourselves for naught. For nothing. You get it all for
nothing.
Go ahead.
And ye shall be redeemed without money.
And the Most High said, we're going to be redeemed without money.
Without your credit score.
Without your credit score. It's not going to happen. That's not going to be what saves you with the Most High. So now, again, come Saturday, it's going to be a lot of gnashing, weeping and gnashing of teeth if people get evicted. But you know what? They're going to be good for a month or two because hopefully they have a little bit of savings. For a month or two. But then them letters is going to really start showing up. And now your plasma TV is about to be out in the curve. Your six-piece sectional about to be out in the curve. And your what's the latest gaming system?
Xbox
what?
Xbox X. It's called PlayStation.
Okay, so your PlayStation 5 and your Xbox X?
Excuse me.
About to be out in the curve. So be it. Good. This needs to happen because the Most High, it's been time to wake up and start doing the Most High's will. Zephaniah 2 and 1.
Zephaniah 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together,
O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Most High come upon you, before the day of Yahushua's anger comes upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Most High's anger.
And so it may be we're going to be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
And that secret place to talk about in Psalm 91.
And that secret, and I didn't mean to take time. Are you in the secret place of the pavilion of the Most High? Are you storing treasures in heaven where neither moth nor thief can break through and steal? And again, that's an easy key. If the kingdom of heaven is within you, are you gathering together with other Israelites? Well, you're storing treasures of charity, of love, of forgiveness, of peace. Are you storing those things up with other Israelites? Or are you just in your house making sure you and your family is straight?
I would say people would think, but I'm reading in my house. You know, I'm doing everything Israelite should. I'm not eating pork. I'm going through scriptures. I'm doing everything, even though it says gather you together.
Matthew 25, Christ told you who the righteous were. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was sick, you came to me. How can you do all those things that you did in your house? But yet, those are the ones Christ called the righteous. Touch, Bob, bro. I didn't mean to take over the whole show. I do apologize, bro.
Cannot fight against the spirit of the Most High. What you was bringing out was wonderful. Very refreshing. And a reminder, man. It was a reminder for us. Everybody needs that, Ox. So you ain't got to apologize for nothing.
Cool. Well, I know we hit the 2-hour mark. We don't heard the lady and everything. I really got nothing else right now.
Brother, the water for tuning in, man. I mean, for joining the show. The water, Kaban Shaw for reading, man. Pleasure to have y'all on.
Anytime. Pleasure.
Charles pounding his chest, like, yeah, you know this.
You your daddy's son.
All right, bro. Hey, well, we got some sicknesses here. Albuquerque, so I need to get to the store, get some juicing, need to get some vegetables, so we get some juicing going, and get some concoctions going. So if that was it, I'll sip the water. I'm gonna give you a call a little bit later.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I got you, bro. And to West Israel, let's keep gathering together.
Oh yeah.
From Albuquerque, ISBHPK, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom.